Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Jenny Gurgley. The scripture is Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 27. I have always loved music. Music has played a significant role in my faith and growth as a Christian over the years. Here I am, Lord, and It Is Well With My Soul are particular favorites of mine. So it is fitting that as I was preparing to write this devotional, music played a key role. As I was rereading today's scripture passage, trying to decide where to focus, I started humming, "Every Time I Feel the Spirit." That sparked an idea. I thought, why not check the hymnal and see if there are any hymns related to today's scripture? Thankfully, the hymnal has a handy scripture reference index in the back, and there were two hymns referencing Romans 8. And wouldn't you know it, the first hymn was, "Every Time I Feel the Spirit." It's number 404 in the United Methodist Church hymnal. Needless to say, I got the message. When the Spirit moves, you go with it. Just as John Wesley was moved by the Spirit while listening to Martin Luther's preface on Romans, we too may be moved by the Spirit as we read Scripture. Through the Spirit, the Scriptures are made new and living in each of us. Not just a book that was applicable long ago, but a living Word that, through the Spirit, is able to mold and transform us so that we may better reflect God's image. In today's passage of Scripture, Paul writes to the Roman Christians about the hope that we have as Christians living according to the Spirit. We are not slaves to the Spirit as we were to sin, but counted as sons and daughters. We are adopted into God's family and can call God Abba, Father. Paul writes, "We are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in His suffering in order that we may also share in His glory." As Christians, we are not promised an easy, pain-free life. Our suffering, however, is not a sign of abandonment or condemnation, but the right of the heirs of Christ through the Spirit. Though we share in Christ's suffering, we have hope in the glory to come. Waiting for what is to come, however, is not always easy. I don't know about you all, but I am horrible at waiting. I remember at the end of my pregnancy with my twins, I felt like I couldn't wait any longer. Not only was I incredibly large and uncomfortable, but I just could not wait to meet them. I had so many hopes pinned on the future with them that the waiting felt never-ending. Thankfully, the Spirit helps us in our weakness and sustains us until the proper time. During childbirth, I was in too much pain to pray coherently, but the Holy Spirit understood the wordless groans of my heart. I may not always know what to pray or have the words to express what needs to be said, but I know that God, who searches our hearts, knows the mind of the Spirit because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. Though we may not know what or how to pray, may we remember that the Spirit is still active today, moving in the Scriptures and our prayers, interceding on our behalf and stirring us into better alignment with God's will. Every time I feel the Spirit moving, I will pray. Let us pray. Abba, Father, we come to You unsure of what we ought to pray, but the Spirit helps us in our weakness. You understand the groans of our hearts and intercede on our behalf. May Your Holy Spirit move us to pray and through the Scriptures mold our hearts that we may be in accordance with Your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating, so that others can find it and benefit from it.